Hi everyone, Riddick here, and welcome to our podcast about the pamphlet building process. Today, we have two very special guests in the studio that also happen to be my partners, Michaela and Katie. To start off, why don't you guys explain what the pamphlet building process is?
So, basically, Mr. M split the class into groups of three, and each group had to make an example of a four-panel and six-panel pamphlet using paper.
To do so, we use various tools like rulers and calculators.
Yeah, we had to take certain steps in order to make it as precise as possible.
So can you explain these steps to us?
Of course.
Well, we started by doing the four-panel pamphlet.
Since that one is way simpler.
First, we measured out even margins on both sides and the top and bottom, and then we traced them lightly with a pencil.
From there, we just measured to the center and made a dotted line to mark the folding point.
Now was this a complicated process?
Yep.
Well, it was difficult for the six panel, but not so much for the four.
For the four panel, we just had to divide 11 inches by 2 and mark the center there.
Interesting. What did you have to do next?
Well, I'm pretty sure we sized out and drew the text boxes. That took a while.
100% the hardest part of the pamphlet building process.
For the four panel, we had to measure the margins from the center folding point on both sides.
That does seem difficult.
Yes, it was. We had to make everything equal and proportional, which we definitely struggled with.
Moving on after that, we had to number each panel, which wasn't that hard.
That part was pretty straightforward.
What was the easiest part of all of this?
Writing our names and measurements on the front panels, no doubt.
Oh yeah, the final step was the easiest.
Now, on to the sixth panel.
The sixth panel was definitely more difficult.
Yeah, we pretty much had to do the same things as before, but instead of dividing everything by 2, we divided by 3.
It's much harder than it seems. Getting those text boxes equal in size and having equal borders is nearly impossible on the sixth panel.
How so?
Well, we had to divide 11 inches by 3 and measure that out exactly on a ruler to find out where to put the dotted lines to fold.
It is nowhere close to the easiest job ever. The decimals were insane.
What was the point of making the pamphlet in real life when the computers were right there to help us out?
Trust me, I didn't understand the point of it until I was actually on the computer.
Same thing for me. It was pretty stressful.
When I got to the computer, I already knew all the measurements I needed to create my pamphlet, and I learned a lot about how to space the text boxes out.
Well, that seems like quite an experience. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me. Catch me next time on GEZ Radio. I'm Rick with Katie and Michaela, signing off.